Governor Jim Doyle has asked bridge inspectors in Wisconsin to be very diligent.
I have asked them to make sure that they have looked at exactly what they're doing and, you know, to get back to me in the next day or two to see whether there's something that we need to do immediately now. We make regular inspections of bridges. When there is some concern, we make extraordinary inspections. But I think when an event like this happens, everybody better take a look at what they're doing and step back and say, is there something more we should be doing?
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has ordered an immediate inspection of all bridges with similar designs in his state. Without the I-35W bridge, traffic is expected to be a nightmare in Minneapolis. The Wisconsin State Patrol has stationed extra officers in the Hudson area in case Minnesota needs extra help rerouting traffic. Sergeant Michael Melgard says it's hard to plan for this type of emergency.
We do have such plans. I don't know that we have a specific one for a bridge collapse, but we operate under the incident command system that helps facilitate major events such as that. It's obviously something that is very hard to plan for, and Minnesota is, their situation is a lot of chaos, and it needs to be taken one step at a time. And that's, you know, what our planning is developed for, too.
Meanwhile, the Eau Claire Police Communications Center has set up a hotline number for anyone looking for a family member. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.